You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right. Hello, everybody. We've got a big show here tonight. So we are going to get right to it. A lot of things to cover. We have we're going to take on University of Miami football. We're going to take on University of Miami men's basketball, University of Miami baseball, University of Miami women's basketball. We've got everything covered for you tonight. So we start this way. We start off with a bombshell to begin the show. Don Bailey Jr., are you with us?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
All right. Well, you're not the bombshell. I mean, to your wife, you're the bombshell, but
I'm not so sure.
Your way around.
Yeah, I'm not so sure.
Also with us, more of the bombshell, is one of the all-time great offensive linemen in the history of the University of Miami, coming off a great season, great postseason. With us is Jalen Rivers. Jalen, good evening. How are you?
Good. How are you? How are you guys?
We're doing great. We're going to see if we can talk you. We wanted to see if we could talk you into another 5 years at the University of Miami, but I guess that's not possible.
No, it's not.
Let's talk about what your offseason has been like, getting ready for the combine. What's it been like for you since the end of the year?
Yeah, so starting at the beginning of this year, after the bowl game, took some time off a little bit. Not too much, not even a whole week. And then right January 3rd, me and Elijah X, everybody got started training. And I've been training ever since. And then now I'm just coming back off of Senior Bowl. So I've been there last week, and that was a great experience. But, yeah, I've just been training every single day, Monday through Saturday, for the past couple, or really for the past month, and just coming off of Senior Bowl.
Jalen, when you were at the Senior Bowl, I watched some things and read some things, of course, that they did. They moved you around to different spots. And how do you think that helped you? That's one of the most impressive things that I've seen in really my whole career, is your ability to – I tell everybody, you could go one series at each position across the offensive line and never break an assignment. I actually think you could go – one play at right tackle, one play at right guard, one play at center, and left, and then left tackle again, and still not break an assignment. But how did that impress the NFL scouts?
Yeah, I credit that all to Coach Mirabal, because he really set that up since he got here. He was cross-training every single body. But it really impressed all the scouts and the teams. But it was nothing new to me. Like I said, Coach Mirabal cross train me as soon as he got there from playing on the right side, and then getting some snaps. Hey, you know, one day he told me, I need you to take some snaps at center. I'm like, huh? But, you know, I did it and got comfortable at it, and I'm very appreciative of him. But, yeah, it's great going into the next level in the NFL, because I can make a team that way. Hey, I'm not just, you know, just a tackle, or I'm not just a guard or whatever. I can play any spot. So if, when I make a team, somebody goes down, they can put me at right tackle, put me at right guard. They can put me, you know, any spot on the O-line. So it's helpful in that sense, to where, you know, I'm confident enough to succeed in that spot no matter where they put me at.
Jalen Rivers is our guest. You're going to play in the NFL for years because you're so darn smart. But let's go back to the Senior Bowl for a moment. Who did you compete against? Who did you compete with? And then I guess my last part of that would also be who was coaching you? What kind of coaching were you getting?
Yeah, starting with the coaching, I was coached by Coach Lemuel. Jean-Pierre and coach, or he's the assistant offensive line coach of Miami Dolphins, and the other coach was Scott Fuchs, and he's from the Tennessee Titans, assistant O-line coach there. So it was great to get coached by them guys, and a lot of great advice, a lot of coaching tips that I would take on throughout the rest of my career. I was competing against a lot of talented defensive linemen, a dude from Iowa, a dude from Toledo, Utah, Virginia Tech, Peebles. We trained with each other at Bomberitos. A lot of talented edge rushers too. A lot of people that caught our eye. But I competed with Ozzie Trapillo. He's a Boston College offensive tackle, and we trained together as well at Bomberitos. And Gray Zabel, he had a great week as well. Old lineman from North Dakota State. And the list goes on. It was a lot of great offensive linemen I got a chance to share that Senior Bowl with and learn from as well and compete with.
Jalen, the value that you gained by being coached by Coach Mirabal and Coach Cristobal on that offensive line, how do you think, if you were to explain it to an incoming freshman, how did they advance your career because of their techniques and their ability to coach that position so well?
I mean, Coach Mirabal and, you know, not even just Coach Mirabal, obviously Coach Bain, obviously he left to go to SMU, and Coach Pata, I love that dude, and everybody that came along. I mean, even when Coach Mirabal, before he got there, it was Coach Justice, also having a great office tackle that came before me as our head coach, Coach Cristobal, being in the room, being on the field with us, you know, being right there with Coach Mirabal, but letting him coach and do all the coaching, but still be there during drills and give us tips and, you know, watch film and see what he sees and just being that next offensive line coach for us. But they prepare you really well, and I would tell an incoming freshman, he will challenge you every day. Don't feel like you arrive. Always continue to come in and be ready to work because you got to be able to learn new things to be successful. You're not going to just come in and feel like, okay, I got it. I still don't feel like I got it. And I mean, I've been here for 5 years. I still look for different ways to get better. And Coach Mirabal and everybody in that building does a great job of preparing you to get better and preparing you for that next level if that's what you wish to do.
Jalen, what is it that you think you have to show at the combine? What do you want to accomplish at the combine?
I mean, it's not just one thing. I want to show speed and my athleticism. And they know I'm athletic, but it's just, you know, run the 40, do the 3-cone, do, you know, show my athleticism, explosion on the jumps. And I've been training for that for the past month, and I'm still training for it. So just to show my athleticism, show my explosion, and everything. I'm going to do everything at the combine. So just to succeed in all those different things.
Jalen, how did the interview process go, the individual interviews? I mean, what were some of the questions that you were asked, but also what do you think the NFL is trying to find out about the person, not necessarily just the player?
Well, I would tell you the process was long. We met with a lot of teams from the first day to the last, till really Thursday. That was the last time meeting with the scouts and teams and stuff. But like you said, they just really get to try to know you, learn your background, you know, to learn about your upbringing, ask about your parents, your siblings, and who you hang around, like who's your roommate, you know, who are you close with on the team. If you can bring somebody from the team or just one, who would it be? Like, just to see your character and how you are as a person or who you are as a person about who you're surrounded by. Of course, they ask about football. We get on the board and draw like a play up, your favorite play. Of course, it was duo.
But, of course.
Yeah, of course. But, yeah, just get on the board and, you know, learn about your football IQ. So it's a lot of things, but they really, really get to know, try to get to know the person you are besides football. But, of course, they know you're a baller, but they want to get to know who that person is so they can be the right person for their locker room.
I always tell that to players that that are deep into their careers. A lot of times scouts, they know some of the physical things you can do. A basketball player, they probably know a guy mm-hmm. wants to get to the elbow for a jumper or mm-hmm. how he rebounds, or in your case, you know, an offensive lineman's case, certain techniques. But what they really need to find out is, can you make everybody else around you better? Because it's a big mm-hmm. investment on their part. This becomes the business side, right? They want to know, are you a great leader? Are you going to be loyal to our organization? How are we going to go tell our owner we're drafting this guy from the University of Miami, and here's why he's going to make us better?
Yep. I mean, yeah, I agree. Because, I mean, lucky for me, I've stayed at Miami all 5 years, so that right. just shows my loyalty right there. And I've never really thought about – they always ask, did you ever think about transferring? No, because I always saw greatness in this program. So I'm glad I got to be here and just continue to learn at this, you know, university.
Jalen, when you talk about being here for the 5 years, if you were going to talk to somebody of the guys that are younger, if they're listening, what value did you gain from, you know, the popularity now is 3 years, right, or 4 years, but you've stayed that extra or that fifth year, I should say. What did you benefit from that?
Yeah, I would say, I mean, a lot of guys, and I would tell anybody, you know, just don't look. I mean, NIL plays a big factor now in people wanting to transfer or playing time. Like, what, for me, I just waited for my turn. Like, I didn't come in. I mean, COVID year was my first year. Of course, that was a messed up year, but I didn't start. I didn't play. I played when we were up by big, and they put the freshmen or the backups in, you know, for the last, like, 5 minutes of the game. Like, just wait your turn. Don't be discouraged. Continue to come in and just continue to work and be a sponge. And then my opportunity came then next year, starting 2021. So I would say it benefited me because I just waited for my turn. I wasn't impatient. I was just being patient for my turn, and the time came. But a lot of people now is like, oh, I'm not getting paid the NIL that other people are, you know, comparing. I don't do the comparisons. You're your own person. You shouldn't, you know, everybody's path is different. Or, like I said, the playing time, you know, wait your turn, you know, and I did. And even if I didn't play that next year, I would have still waited my turn and continued. Okay, I didn't get the opportunity to start. What do I have to do to, you know, start? Or what do I have to do to get playing time? And that was my philosophy. That was my mindset. And I feel like everybody should have that mindset and not just jump ship when things don't go their way.
Jalen Rivers is our guest. Great player for the University of Miami. Great season this year. When you look back at this season, your last year, what were some of the things that popped out for you? We had a tremendously exciting season, some nail-biting cliffhanger games. What were some of the things about those games or moments that stood out for you that you will carry with you for the rest of your life?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's just like you said, the nail biters, the Cal, the Virginia Tech, and all those other close games that we won. I'm just proud of the adversity we fought through, because, like, Cal was a perfect example. We were down 25, what, losing deficit. Like, we came back from that. All the adversity we faced, I mean, obviously, we didn't come out with the outcome we wanted, the Georgia Tech and Syracuse game, but throughout the other 10 wins, we showed adversity when it struck, and we fought as a team, and I'm very proud to be a part, you know, of this last season with the guys that I was with to get that 10-game win. I've never had a 10-game win in my history of playing football that I think. But this past year was very special. Things, of course, people will be disappointed that things didn't go our way with going in the AC Championship or the playoffs, but I still feel like it was a great season and a great step forward in the right direction for the program.
If you're talking to a player that Miami's recruiting, Jalen, whether it's, you know, in the transfer portal or a senior coming out of high school, what do you tell them on why they should go to the University of Miami?
I mean, any person that wants to get better will come to University of Miami. I know I did, and it paid off for me. So I would tell any guy that if you're ready to work, you're here for the right things. We might not have the fanciest facilities like the, you know, other schools or, you know, the big other schools like, but I didn't look at that. I look at the coaching. We have a great offensive line coach. We have a great staff, offensive coordinator, head coach. You know, if you're looking to want to get better and to be pushed every single day, and shoot, to have a degree from the University of Miami is a cherry on top for me. So if you want to be the best of the best and, you know, potentially be in our shoes, get drafted and all them things, because we produce draft, you know, elite talent. So if you're looking at all them things, you should come to University of Miami. And there's great connections in Miami on top of that, too. And I'm glad to be, you know, surrounded by people like you guys that I'm talking to right now. So, you know, you meet great people along the way. And I feel like Miami, University of Miami is a great place for that.
Jalen, as always, thank you for being with us. You're a tremendous hurricane. Always will have a spot here in South Florida. Always a spot for with Don and myself. Always appreciate the time you took to speak to us. And I know you have a great NFL career. The very best of luck here going into the draft. Your stock is soaring. Congratulations on everything you accomplished. And again, thanks for being with us.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys. Miss you guys.
Okay. See you soon, Jalen.
See you soon.
All right, that's big Jalen Rivers joining us on the show. What a fabulous Miami Hurricane Jalen Rivers has been.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.